Emojis are a seemingly fun and humorous aspect of digital communications, but the small icons which are used to communicate emotions online have a dark side. Emojis and stickers have changed the way hate speech occurs online, especially on Facebook, which recently allowed users to post an emoji reaction to any content that appears on their feed. Victor Petrovich asked Dr. Ariadna Matamoros-Fernandez from the University of Queensland University of Technology how the ability to react to posts has impacted the spread of hate speech on Facebook.
Well, basically, it's how do you use these reactions, right? So first, we have a limited option to perform this emotion. So we have the laugh, the surprise, we are sad, and we are angry. So Facebook has always been reluctant to have a dislike button. So if you want to oppose or if you disagree with a content, the emotion and the option that you have probably is the angry reaction. But being angry at something is not the same as disliking something. This is the first thing that is influencing how we perform on Facebook. But the second thing is how some groups and some political parties are using reactions to channel anger from their audiences. So they are encouraging, so they ask a question to their followers and they encourage people to click the angry reaction. And this is the problem because Facebook just reads any kind of clicking to any reaction as engagement. So if a post has a lot of angry reactions, then Facebook interprets this as, okay, I'm going to show you more content about this.
So does that mean that their algorithms are promoting hate speech in effect?
Well, it's just that they promote the content that receives more engagement. So if that content happens to be like Islamophobic posts, as these Islamophobic Facebook pages do, then the algorithms make this content more visible. It's true that platforms are trying to minimize the visibility of hate speech. And YouTube is doing this, and other platforms are doing this. But it's really difficult to be on top of everything. And the way these platforms are designed and the way people perform, and if we have these emotions and all the emotions are considered the same kind of engagement, then is when we have these posts that are becoming more visible.
Emojis are seemingly an innocuous and humorous part of the internet. How do they become a tool for hate speech?
So it depends on how people use the emojis, and this is always context dependent. So take that if you want to show disgust to someone and then you use the vomit emoji, per se is not hate speech. But if you go to the page of a public figure or another public actor or an individual and then you start vomiting on their page, then this is abusing this person on Facebook. So this is one thing that could be considered hate speech because you are doing because of the gender or the religion or the race of that person. The same with depending on how do we use these funny emojis too. So if we are using the emoji of a gorilla, as it has happened, to refer to black people, this draws on long-running racist tropes of considering black people with animals and less human than white people. And this is a racist practice. So Western Islamophobia has used pork to attack Muslims and pork as a signifier of identity, right? So obviously the pig emoji alone is nothing. But when you put it into the context of Islamophobic discourse, then it's used to antagonize Muslims.
Emojis are a relatively new part of digital communication. Do you think that emojis coming onto the scene has made hate speech easier or changed the way that hate speech happens?
I think that emojis alone, no, but it's just the way it's the way that we communicate on social media. So this humor, this play, this is the real like thing that we have to look at because often like hate speech and other forms of discrimination get cloaked in these like funny ways of communication and the boundaries between we don't know where to draw the line of what is acceptable and what is not. It's this ambivalence that is problematic. And emojis are part of it.
Dr. Ariadna Matamoros-Fernandez from Queensland University of Technology's Digital Media Research Centre, ending that report by Victor Petrovich.